Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you decided to listen to our program today. Our intent is to inform you and to encourage you. This is Are You Listening? With Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour. In a busy world with lots of distractions, we need to pay closer attention to God. Are you listening to God's Word today? Here's Jeff.
Kind friend, may I ask, would you like to lose weight? Now, not the weight you might be thinking about as I just asked this question, but in the words of Hebrews 12 and verse 1, to let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. That's the weight of which I am speaking, the weight of sin and everything that it embraces. Let's think about that in just a moment. First of all, our thank you to our Jay Webb, and greetings to everyone who's joining us today for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. Once again, Hebrews 12 and verse 1, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Look upon the weight there as a burden. Paul would refer to it as a situation where one is pressed out of measure, 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 8. Other words here would be encumbrance or a hindrance. You know, the cares of this world can become a weight upon us, according to Mark 4 and verse 19. The riches of this world and trying to balance therein or allowing them to take over our lives. We find that in Luke 18, verses 24 and 25. The praises of men, according to John 12, 42 and 43, can become a weight upon us or can take away our focus upon Jesus Christ. Are we not blessed to see the promise of our Lord and His wonderful invitation? According to Matthew 11, beginning with verse 28, to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is of great interest and a blessing, dear friends, that we can take God's Word, the Holy Bible, and we can ease up our lives. God's Word is a book of obedience. All throughout God's Word, we see the blessing and the curse. If we are obedient unto God, He will bless us. But if we are disobedient to God, we are subject to the curse and punishment of God. Allow 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 9 to express such, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Today we want to look at the Old Testament and see the necessity and power of obedience as we discuss the subject, Obey in the Lord. And to parallel our study from the Old Testament, we have a free study from the Psalms. Here is our Jay Webb with more details.
The Apostle Paul spoke of things from the Old Testament as things written for our admonition, according to 1 Corinthians 10:11, and in Romans 15:4 as written for our learning. We have two wonderful studies from within the book of Psalms, a study that will admonish us and help us grow in our learning. These two studies are sent with one mailing, and it's yours absolutely free. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say Psalm Study. Again, call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and please leave your name, address, and just say Psalm Study. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us the same information. Name, address, and type Psalm Study in the message box. It's yours for the asking. Now, let's go back to Jeff.
Let us consider, dear friends, the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, is a testament of obedience. The covenant between God and man, to let man know if he is obedient unto God, God will bless him. When we look in the book of Genesis, there's Adam and Eve, there's Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. look at their lives of their obedience unto God and how God blessed them. We go to the book of Exodus. We see Moses. We see Pharaoh. We see Moses who did God's will to deliver his people, Pharaoh who rejected God. And even when they were released from Israel, or rather from Egypt, we find the question asked as they were dancing around the golden calf in Exodus 32:26, who is on the Lord's side? You need to be obedient. The book of Leviticus in the feast and the teachings of the law, to be holy in the way that we are to live. How about the book of Numbers? Why did the number decline? Because of a lack of obedience. Therefore, we are reminded that obedience unto God is the way to go. In Deuteronomy 4 and verse 2, they were taught to not add to or take away or neither diminish from the commands that God has given. When we look in the book of Joshua, in Joshua 1 and verse 8, the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do all that is written therein. For then you shall make the way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. We go a little further in chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us we will do, whithersoever you send us we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto you. Only the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Let's continue in the book of Judges. While we see a generation that did arise that knew not God, according to Judges 2 and verse 10, and then after the death of the delivering judge, disobedience returned. We see this in Judges 2, 18 and 19. Again, dear friends, we are reminded that the Old Testament is a testament of obedience. When they were obedient unto God, God blessed them. But when they were disobedient is when things went awry. We go to the book of Ruth. Here is a woman of Moab who saw the example of her beloved mother-in-law Naomi. Her plea was, entreat me not to leave you or to return from following after you, for where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and their God, my God. Ruth 1:16. You see that beautiful example of obedience? In the book of 1 Samuel, Samuel's reply, after being urged and commanded by Eli, in 1 Samuel 3 and verse 10, Samuel, as he was awakened, he would say, speak, for your servant hears. And when the people rejected the Lord, that's when their troubles began, 1 Samuel 8 and verse 7. Continuing the thought of the Old Testament as a testament of obedience, in 2 Samuel, what happened to Uzzah in chapter 6 when he disobeyed God and touched the Ark of the Covenant? What happened in the life of David with the sin of adultery with Bathsheba in chapters 11 and 12? Once again, dear friends, we see the disobedience throughout the Old Testament that reminds us of the importance of obedience. When we combine the books of 1 and 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles, of the 39 kings listed in the divided kingdoms, only 8 were good. Do you think obedience is important? Listen to 1 Kings 6, verses 12 and 13. Concerning this house which you are building, if you will walk in my statutes, and execute my judgments, and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then will I perform my word with you which I spoke unto David your father, and I will dwell among the children of Israel, and I will not forsake my people Israel, the words of the Lord unto Solomon. We go to 1 Chronicles 16, verses 7 and following, the psalm that was said unto the Lord and the importance of obedience and faithfulness to our Lord. Listen to Ezra in Ezra 7 and verse 10, his characteristic. Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. What a wonderful example is Ezra. Nehemiah and the rebuilding of the walls, Esther and her faithfulness to where Mordecai told her, who knows whether you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this, Esther 4 and verse 14. How about the book of Job with his suffering and his struggles, but his faith and patience are well known among those of us that suffer. You see the obedience of God in the Old Testament? Consider the remaining books of poetry as the book of Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon that clearly emphasizes the beauty of obedience and faithfulness to our Lord. How those books encourage us in so many ways to be obedient or to become obedient. From Isaiah to Malachi, the prophets of God, well, what were they to do? They were to teach and to plead for obedience and faithfulness among God's people. Dear friends, we have done a quick summary of the Old Testament, and we see the Old Testament is a testament of obedience. When there were those that were disobedient, we learned of the result, but those who were obedient, we see the blessing of God. In Romans 15, beginning with verse 4, let's summarize by saying, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures we might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. Let's pause for just a few seconds and hear from our J. Webb of our good friends at Gospel Gleaner, and we'll come back and wrap up the broadcast.
We at International Gospel Hour are honored to offer a free bi-monthly publication to send your way. For over 30 years, the Gospel Gleaner has provided sound biblical studies in a periodical format. It's published 6 times every year, and subscriptions are always free. Just go to gospelgleaner.com and sign up for either the mail or email version. Be sure to post in the comments box that you heard it from the International Gospel Hour. Again, for a free subscription of the Gospel Gleaner, just sign up at gospelgleaner.com. Let's continue our studies.
Dear friends, there is no doubt that the Old Testament is a testament, a covenant of obedience, that when God entered that covenant, He said, if you are obedient to me, I will deliver you. We see those examples of what happens when we are disobedient. Let's embrace the obedience of God and continue our studies together, shall we? Thanks for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and dear friends, until next time, keep listening and see you then.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. We hope, first, that it glorified God. But second, we hope that it edified you. Listen to it again if you need to, or to other lessons in this series by going to the Media tab at our site, internationalgospelhour.com.